Charles Darwin's sad legacy. This is Ken Ham, and we're building a full-size Noah's Ark near Cincinnati. You know, I remember going to Westminster Abbey in London to see Charles Darwin's grave. When I arrived, I learned that he was buried in the floor of the Abbey. There I was, looking down at Darwin's grave, and it hit me. He was buried in the foundation of the church. Now, a man who undermined the foundations of the church by undermining the authority of God's word has been honored by this church, even buried in its foundation. What a reminder that the church must stand on the authority of God's word and not compromise with Darwin's ideas of evolution. Today's churches need to stop burying Darwin in their foundation as they compromise with evolution in millions of years, or they'll continue to lose young people from the church.
You'll find out how you can defend the Bible against secular attacks when you visit our faith-affirming website, answersingenesis.org. You'll be encouraged at answersingenesis.org.